The mystery surrounding Ukrainian opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko's health became murkier this week. There are conflicting reports about whether or not he was poisoned. Yushchenko fell seriously ill in September and was rushed to a private clinic in Vienna. Once known for his good looks, Yushchenko later returned to the campaign trail, appearing as if he had aged 10 years in just a few days. His body stooped and his face was covered with thick gray lesions. A doctor who treated Yushchenko said yesterday he was certain the opposition leader was poisoned in an assassination attempt. But later, doctors clarified they were still looking at possible poisoning scenarios, but were unable to confirm the exact cause of his condition. Alex Klemenov is a reporter in Kiev. He says there is much speculation surrounding Yushchenko's illness.
Doctors said that most probably this was some kind of dioxin poisoning, because that was a kind of chemical that could have caused the changes in Yushchenko's face. But the authorities here, and also the opposing camp, camp of the Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, was maintaining all the time that Yushchenko wasn't poisoned, that this was all a plan by his camp, that they were just trying to show somehow that the authorities were trying to get rid of Yushchenko. And they were saying that maybe he just ate some bad food, even some bad sushi. And people who have studied this case are saying that if somebody was trying to really get rid of Yushchenko, he would have deliberately studied his health history and would have chosen a chemical or another agent that would target a specific kind of disease that Yushchenko would be predisposed to develop.
How has this illness affected Yushchenko physically and also in terms of his ability to lead his party and campaign in the next round of elections?
The Yushchenko supporters here in Ukraine were absolutely shocked when they saw the change in the Yushchenko's face, and some of them were actually questioning, was Yushchenko now fit for campaigning? Was he fit for becoming president? Would he be able to campaign? Would he have to go back to hospital at a later time? But Yushchenko stayed on campaign trail, and he showed that he was indeed capable of pursuing his campaign, and he maintained that this was a temporary condition and that he would later be able to recover and that he did not want to go back to hospital. So he's still saying that he would take care of his health when he has more time, because now he's very busy campaigning.
How is this playing out in Kiev?
People admire his strength and capacity of standing up throughout his campaign and not giving up on the presidential election campaign. Also, the exit poll results after the runoff show that more men supported Yushchenko than women, and this could also be a consequence of the poisoning, because Yushchenko's face is now so disfigured that many women are speaking out that they don't want to support a bad-looking person. They're saying, how would he look as a president of our country?
When do we expect doctors to make some sort of announcement about the results of these ongoing blood tests?
Doctors in Vienna said that they would need just a few more days to specify the chemical that could have caused poisoning. Yushchenko has planned a press conference for tomorrow, and possibly he will be speaking about his health condition as well.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Alex Klemenov speaking to us from Kiev. You can see pictures of Viktor Yushchenko at our website, npr.org.